This is News 88.7 In Depth. I'm Travis Spubinik. If unemployment of a mere 2% sounds good, there is a downside. In West Texas, the oil-driven economy is roaring, but now even those with good jobs complain the cost of living is outpacing their paychecks. From Marfa Public Radio, here's Mitch Borden.
To say it's hard to find a nice, affordable place to live in the Permian Basin right now is an understatement. Just ask Amber Birch. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you? Two dogs, a couple of cats, one fish, Birch, her son, and her boyfriend all squeeze into a small apartment for $1,300 a month, which is about the average rent in Midland and Odessa.
Well, this is my one bedroom. I actually use the dining room as the baby room, so it's all set up as a baby room instead of a dining room.
Birch and her boyfriend are living paycheck to paycheck, and it's clear they think about money a lot. Taped to the back of their front door are lined pieces of paper tracking what bills need to be paid and how much the couple will make this month.
And then this is the bedroom. You have to bear with me. It is a little messy. It's tiny as well, but we all managed to fit into the one bedroom as best we can.
Birch describes herself as a stay-at-home mom, but both she and her boyfriend work. She waits tables most days of the week, and he works in the oil fields. But even with a combined income, it's only enough to get by.
Bringing in $5,000 a month seems like a lot, but when your bills are super high, you know, it goes fast.
When Birch first came to Midland a year ago, she had no idea how hard it was going to be to make ends meet. Her best advice for anyone thinking about making the move?
Either find somebody that's in the oil field or see if you can get into it yourself, because that's really the only way you're going to make it.
Last year, things were so tough. Birch had to get help paying rent from a local nonprofit called Helping Hands of Midland. The group's executive director, Mary Harden, says they're spending $26,000 a week helping people who've fallen on hard times.
If it's a bust, they're out of work. If it's a boom, they can't afford to live here.
After oil production started ramping back up in 2016, the demand for and cost of housing shot up along with it. Harden says a lot of the financial aid the group gives out goes towards hotel rooms, rent assistance, and mortgage payments. But people are still moving to the area. There are plenty of jobs and well-paying ones, too. Costs are just so high that it doesn't matter. And it's not just housing that's expensive. Gas, groceries, taxes, everything's gone up. By her estimates, it takes $50,000 for a household of four to just barely scrape by. That's nearly double the average income for a person in Midland and Odessa. Housing makes up the biggest chunk of that cost, but some people get lucky, even the ones who don't work in the oil industry, like Jacob Chadwick. Sounds like you found like the needle in a haystack.
We really did. It's a nice two-bedroom. I couldn't tell you the square footage, but we actually have a fenced-off backyard and has a fireplace, which is useless in West Texas, but we have it nonetheless.
Chadwick and his wife pay $1,000 a month for their apartment, which is way below market price. Chadwick says a comparable apartment in the area would probably go for around $1,800. He's a barista at a Barnes & Noble Starbucks. He really likes his job, even though he only makes a few dollars above minimum wage.
There's just something very cathartic about making coffee for me. It's just soothing.
The rest of his family's expenses are mostly covered by his wife, who teaches sixth grade. They can't really afford to pay more in rent. If it does go up, Chadwick says he's prepared to leave because he doesn't want to see his family's quality of life drop dramatically. He also really doesn't want to work in the oil fields.
I have a wife and a daughter. There's no way I could work in the oil field because I would never see my family. And I just, that's not how I want to live.
What Chadwick is really crossing his fingers for is that things will cool off soon. Why do you say that?
Rent will go down.
That report from Mitch Borden with our public radio partners in Marfa. For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Travis Spubinik.